Hey everyone, welcome to Poetry Pod. This is podcast 30 on the poem Heart Lesson by Paula Meehan. The first heading is subject matter. The second poem by Paula Meehan on your course is Heart Lesson. As in the first poem by Winkles, this poem is based on a vivid memory from the poet's childhood that has left a strong and lasting impression on the poet. Meehan remembers being crouched by the fire in her family home on Sean McDermott Street in Dublin, where her parents sometimes became embroiled in personal arguments, each trying to belittle and humiliate the other. While both parents exchange insults and accusations, their young daughter is caught in the crossfire. She realises even then that what lay behind the disagreements, the shouting, the name-calling, was money. Hearing the phrase money to burn or burning a hole in your pocket brings the story back to mind for the poet, and we soon learn why. The poet recalls that on one particular occasion, quite astonishingly, Meehan's mother, weary of struggling to make ends meet on her husband's low wages, straightens out each of the pound notes before tossing them into the open fire. Her final words, "It's not enough," ended the argument there and then, as the family stood in shock and astonishment, knowing she was perfectly right. The next heading is theme. The theme of the poem is poverty. Meehan explores how insufficient income can become a source of immense strain in the home, and is often at the root of seemingly endless and intense arguments within a struggling family. So, while the insults bring up issues around boyfriends, or snooker halls, or horse racing, or other family members, the young girl realises that really there is something deeper at the root of all the bitterness and harsh words, and that something is, of course, money. The second, more specific memory in the poem focuses on one unforgettable moment when Meehan's mother burns her husband's meagre wages in the open fire. Her action shows her contempt for the few pounds with which she is expected to rear a family and manage a home. It is quite a dramatic moment, and it's an alternative means of expressing her dissatisfaction. The parents' feelings of mutual resentment and bitterness are transformed by the astonishing action of the mother, which brings this particular argument to an end. Similarly, in the child's imagination, the flames are transformed into exotic birds. Reflecting on such childhood memories, the poet realises that these experiences, while hurtful and upsetting, were instructive. She did not merely passively observe the heated arguments, but she processed them and learned lessons from them, which she took with her into adulthood. These lessons were learned as she crouched by the hearth, the fireplace, around which so much of family life circulated. In this way, the scene is alchemical, meaning that something valuable came of the mother's actions. One lesson, perhaps, that stayed with Meehan was not just the power of language, but also the potential of activism, the importance of taking a stand on an issue through deeds and not just words. The third heading is quote 3. Once again, you shouldn't find any difficulty in choosing three interesting quotes from this powerful poem. Perhaps choose one line from the heated exchanges between the parents. A second quote might look at how Meehan, as a young girl, was sometimes caught in the middle of an argument between her parents. For your third quote, you could perhaps refer to the shocking and unexpected actions of her mother at the end of the poem. After selecting your three quotes, briefly explain why you chose each one in your worksheet. We move on now to imagery. The poem's title, Heart Lesson, includes a pun on the word heart, which is a stone or brick base to a fireplace. The title also suggests the human heart and how it can be bruised by family disputes, but also how it can learn from them. The image of her mother and father battling it out like two mythical Greek gods, Zeus and Hera, suggests perhaps how powerless and helpless the child feels in witnessing her parents' relationship disintegrate into one of anger, bitterness and despair. The metaphor of a thunderbolt connects the father figure in the poem with Zeus, whose most powerful and destructive weapon was a lightning bolt. The image suggests the ferocity of the father's attack on his wife and prepares us for some of the very hurtful insults that are exchanged between Meehan's parents. Meehan also uses the metaphor of a particularly tense and high-stakes card game in which her parents try to demean the other by escalating the intensity of their insults. Meehan also uses a metaphor of a tennis match. She tells us that I'm net, umpire and court. Most balls are lobbed over my head. This image suggests how sometimes she became involved in the disagreements, siding with one or other parent. It also tells us that she didn't quite understand some of the accusations and insinuations which went over her head. She also uses a metaphor in describing moments of brooding and silence. Can you find what word she uses to picture this experience? Finally, at the end of the poem, Meehan describes the marvellous sight of the colourful flames in the fireplace as an alchemical scene. In a striking simile, Meehan imagines the fluttering flames as exotic birds. We move on now to language. Meehan's use of descriptive language is clear to see in this poem. There are numerous examples of simple conversational language. In stanza 2, Meehan writes, I am crouched by the fire in the flat in Sean McDermott Street. The verb crouched makes it easy for us to imagine the child cowering by the side of the fireplace, distressed and even traumatised by the venom in her parents' words. Note also how the poet uses the present tense in situating herself in the room. It's as if she is right back there in the flat, reliving the vivid scene. Another example of simple language occurs in stanza 5. She writes, even then I can tell it was money, the lack of it day after day. That simple expression is reinforced by the mother's definitive statement at the end of the poem, it's not enough. Meehan's descriptive language in the poem also captures the child's tense, watchful stare as her mother straightened each rumpled pound note before throwing them into the fire. Speaking of fire, look at the number of words that are associated with fire, flames or burning, which feature in the poem. And then there is the hell-like experience of brooding and silence. Looking back now, the poet may remember some moments with slight amusement. I'm reminded of a line from one of Patrick Cavett's novels in which he writes, the haze of years is kind to sharp jutting stones. And perhaps over time, the pain of the experience has subsided and Paula Meehan can see some humour in the thought of her parents' arguments being tossed over her head like tennis balls. Meehan also includes snippets of direct speech in the poem. For example, the only way you get any attention around here is if you neigh, tell your mother, and ask your father. The next heading is form. Heart Lesson is a narrative poem in which the poet tells the story of a particularly striking event that took place in her family home on Sean McDermott Street. The two main characters in the story are her parents, whom she imagines as Zeus and Hera, a Greek god and goddess who had a turbulent marriage. The poem clearly captures the conflict in the story. The tension in the poem builds as Meehan itemises some of the accusations exchanged between husband and wife, with the narrator caught in the middle, sometimes we can imagine, trying to act as peacemaker between the two. The story's resolution is quite dramatic and astonishes the young poet, the father and the reader, and perhaps even the mother herself. You can read more about the narrative structure of the poem in the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The next heading is sound. There is no formal rhyme scheme in the poem, But Meehan once again includes examples of sound effects such as alliteration and assonance. Perhaps Meehan decided not to use endrime because the poem recalls experiences that were both chaotic and traumatic for the child, and endrime may have given a softer, more musical feel to the poem, which the poet wanted to avoid. In the opening lines, the alliteration between flat and fire establishes the setting effectively. The onomatopoeic word thunderbolt symbolises the intensity of the verbal attacks that both parents shoot across the room. Note too the subtle changes in the sounds that seem to flicker in the line, "the flame sheared from cinder to chimney breast." The next heading is tone and mood. What do you think is the tone of the poem? What is Meehan's attitude towards her parents and their arguments? Is she angry with her parents? Or perhaps she has a greater understanding of them upon reflection? Do you think Meehan now sees a bigger picture with other forces at work in family life, over which her parents have little or no control? The poem's mood depends on how you read and respond to the poem. What were your own thoughts and feelings on studying the poem? Is the poem upsetting? How do you respond to the fact of the child being involved in the scene? Do you feel a sense of despair? Or perhaps you sense some hope and think that the poet has taken something positive from the experience? We come now to the final heading, personal response. How did you feel when you read the poem? What impression of the girl and her parents did you get from the poem? Did you feel sympathy for anyone in the poem? Was the experience traumatic for the poet as a young girl? Do you think the title of the poem is well chosen? Did the poem raise any questions for you about wider issues in society in general, such as the role of men and women, the impact of poverty on relationships, fair and appropriate wages, and the way in which children cope with trauma? Think about some of these prompts and then add your own reflections on the poem into your worksheet.